I say that this divorce has to be explained on the basis of the concept of necessity. Now, when we now look at the necessity of the heart of the conversation here, like Shabbos is the special aloha of the last Machelet. So certain things that God could not even consider necessity, but by Shabbos they are considered necessity. But there is a aloha shiach about what is necessity. In God, now, Rabbi Tulei, Rabbi Tulei, which is Chubes, Chubes Ches, so he establishes a big chiddush. He says that by Shabbos, so necessity, is afkoy of the Maisaveh, afkoy of the Maisaveh, the Lachis Maseves afkoy. But by Shori, so it's not afkoy of the Maisaveh, it's only two of half. But the Maisaveh is it. So let's say if one Jew sees that another Jew doesn't in Lochem Shabbos, Derech is Hasim, is Hasim, so it doesn't have to be Mafkos. Because the one who is a good, Derech is Hasim, so he's not my Sabera. Let's say if I see someone is carrying something in his pocket, but the person who is carrying something in his pocket is not aware of the fact that he's carrying something. He doesn't know. He has a bunch of things in his pocket, but he doesn't know about it. I don't have to tell him, yeah, you have something in your pocket, because it's not my Sabera, my Sabera. If I see that someone is misasing in an Avera, yeah, other Avera, so I do have to be mafkushi, because it's only two of Hatos, but the Maisaber, and the Raya of Rantilegar is from the Lord of Namiti Kwaim, the Bibliot, the Haver. So he has to be mafkushi. And many of the Shaykhs say that it means that the other fellow who is wearing the baggage of Kwaim is not aware that it's Kwaim. So he's still the observer has to be mafkushi, but he's misasin. Is misasik. The answer is misasik because the kula is no afkoyed by Zavere. Two of Hatos. So climbing, so as far as being mafish, another person, so from a mafish, it doesn't make any difference whether there is a chiv chatos or not, and by climbing there is no chiv chatos altogether. It is a misasik. Then Rabbi Kiveya says maybe it's not a strong cry from climbing. Maybe it's not a strong cry. Because we say Hamisasik b'chol mivaray is chayim, and chayim is on the chayim if it's derech hamoye, if it's not derech hamoye now. So mechik shus is mechum kidalcho. Why? Ubi uvacho li yicham yisham yicham kli acham ubi shom kli acham. And the Gemara says in Yomis that the miser of chayim is only with derech hamoye. After all, on the base and on the top, why does the Torah have to mention the Issur of Kwaim, Likabit Yerishe, and Likabit Aloy, who begged the Kwaim Shabbos on Yahweh, and we see the Shabbos? Why mention both? So you must say, Srich, the Yikot Rachmon of Yahweh, have a meet a cold Rachaloy yourself, Rach Otter Rachmonet. Vafiru Mechitzus, Kosov Rachmoneh, Lissimba Shabbos, Dumye Gurubishe, Diyiz Vihamoy. So in other words, so only Gurubishe that is Hanoi. So Klayim, the Yisrael of Klayim, is Tolu in Hanoi. Now, the Gemara says, Hamisasi Tuchom Varayis is Chayel, Shechineh. So maybe Klayim was also, which also involves Hanoi. So maybe he's chayev, even though he's misasik. That's why Hamiti climbed with the Bishop Haveren, it's all class fishing. So it's maybe misasik in Afkoya Memai Saveren. But the reason as to why one has to be mafri is the other fellow, even though the other fellow is a misasik, because maybe by crying, so it's like, maybe crying is like one of our eyes, that misasik is chayev. That is the Chayiv, so it's not a Chayiv Chachas. But still, Kamtureya is disposed to assume that Klayim is not like Chlovi Varay. Now, the beginning of Misasi should apply. And still we see that it's Mechuyev to the Mafrish. So it's a Chayiv that Misasi, Kovatere Kule, is only two of Chachas. So it has no no bearing of inquiring altogether by crying, there is no chatus anyway. Now, so we said last time that this raya of Rabbeinu could only be a raya, it is a raya, according to Tesis Shita, that the aloha of Misasi, the Kovatere Kule, has reference to the case of Kosovo Shehu Shumen Vinimso Shehu Chere. So that means that it turned out that he was mishaving to that Maisisa, except that he didn't know the identity of the Chatiche, but he was mishaving to that Chatiche. So by Chlovin, he is chayev because Shechinen, but otherwise it would be Misasa. So in other words, so let's say by Shchut Echut, if someone thinks that a certain behavior is a behavior schut, and he shechts it, the chut, and then it turns out that it's not chut, it's kochi. So he's what the hell are we calling? So I'm doing a Shchidesh is that by Savirin is. Now, so according to Teitzves, according to Teitzves Pshat in Misasevich, in the Gzeres HaKosov, Asher Yechto, Pshat in Misasevich, because since the Torah tells us that even in the case of Kosovo Shehu Chum Vinimtso Shehu Koch, so is Potter of Ikon, there we couldn't say that it's no Maisa here, that's in Vayilo Shehu. Masha'in came according to Rashi's Pshat, and the Rambam's Pshat, that Aloha of Misasek means Nishavei לכן חתיכו של שומן ונשפטו יודעי והולכו ויוכל ויוכל חתיכו של חילה. So he didn't do the act that he was mishaving. He did another act. So by chlovin it's chayv anyone. But let's say by kochechutz, let's say he had that two names. One name was a famous chuk and another name was a famous kochi. And then he was mishaving to sheach mechutz the beinas chuk, the behemoth that really is a beinas chuk. And then somebody manipulated that it should be nishmi to yodei v'holcho al beinas kotch, and he was sheichei beinas kotch. So he didn't do the act that he was mishaving to do. So he spotter because so by chlovin v'arayes is chayv, but by kotch chutz he is spotter. So in such a case, it's Taber that it's Afkoyev the Maisavir Oter. It's Afkoyev the Maisavir Oter. Now, so I said last time that we can say that even according to taste, that the Pshat in Misasek, in the Gzeres HaKosov, Asher Yachto Prat in Misasek, is Kosovo Shehu Chum, Vinimtso Shehu Kochim, so of course that is only, that Gzeres HaKosov only implies that he's potter of kol, but in Maisavir it is. But Tesis can agree with Rashi that in the case where he was mishavei lishret behemas chum nishmit yodei vishochat behemas kochim, then it's afkoy of Maisavir. But in such a case we don't even have to resort to a posik. Then mitzadasvore. Mr. Asvori is for his Maisavere, just as Misasik in Mitzvah, even according to Mandoma, that Mitzvah says it's Gzeres Kavone, but if he's Misasik, so it's no Maisavere. So in the same way, I'm with the Ravinia, if let's say he was not mishaving to the Maisavere, he was mishaving to the Maisavere, but Mishvi to Yote, and he did the Maisavere, so it's not the Maisavere. We don't even have to resort to Gzeres HaKosov. So too, we according to Teitzve, so we have Gzeres HaKosov, that even Mishave, Kosovo Sheuchu, Vinimso Shehu Beinas Kochim, Vishocha. So he's also Potter of Chatos. That's because of his special Gzeres HaKosov, and that's only Potter of Chatos. But it's not Afkoy Maisavere, but in the case of Mishave Lishchei Beinas Kochim, and Mishvi Teyote Vishocha Beinas Kochim, then we don't even have to resort to Gzeres HaKosov. Then, without Gzeres HaKosov, it's not a Maisavir. With our Asvor, it's not a Maisavir. So, Mimele, we can explain the whole Sugi, Efshel Lekum Echam, to Lishemes, according to the second motion, and we pass by the second motion, So, but in the case, the machlikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon is only in the case of efshar v'loy kamechaven, but lo efshar v'loy kamechaven. So, if Rav Yehuda is made that the Torah Shem is chaven is muta. Now, how can that be explained? What difference does it mean, efshar, lo efshar? And lo efshar doesn't mean lo efshar mamish. Lo efshar, all Shem point out, without any exception, that it means that there is a kirch and seire, a haji. So, it's not mamish lo efshar. So, what kind of a heter is it? Midraise, what kind of a heter is it? Midraise. What kind of a heter is it? Midraise. Efshar, lo yafshar. So, lo yafshar, what kind of a heter is it? The answer is, there is aloche if he's misasik. I mean, the way Rashi explains misasik in the Rambam. So, that's half koyel my saver. And even Tesis, who explains misasik. Not in the same way of nischavim leechil chticha shel heter v'nishmet yodeh nischavim laasis chticha shel heter and nishmet yodeh v'yoso v'yoso chticha shel nishalisa. So by chol barayas is higher, but otherwise is potter. So in such a case, the tesis would be made that it's afkoy el maisavere. Because since he was having to do any maise or misa, it's not a maisaveir. But Teisa Shiti is that there is a special kosakosu, that even where he was mishaving to do a maise or misa, but he thought that it's heter, he was mistaken as to the identity of the chicher. So it's also potter of kong. So that kosakosu is only to of kong. But where his mamish misas, it was not mishaving to do any maise. So then, even Tetzis will be made that it's not a Maisavir. Not a Maisavir. So, we can say that both Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, they both hold that the Deen of Dovah Shem Mischavim is based upon the concept of Misasik. But Rav Shimon holds, when someone in Russia is a Chayfif who will fast pay. So, even though he knows that by straightening out his hair with his hand, he might tear out hair. So it's muta, because since it's not a psikreishe, so he's a misasik. And Rav Yehuda agrees that if it's a misasik, so it's no maisavere. But Rav Yehuda holds, this is not a mishaving, this the alpidin, it can be considered mishaving. According to Rav Shimon, so chifef u'fas peis is eden mischaving. According to Rav Yehuda, chifef u'fas peis is considered mischaving because he knows that he might tear out it. But in a case, and because of that, so according to Rav Yehuda, in every case, according to Second Moshe, in every case of eden mischaving, where it's efshar v'lo kamechaving, so he's considered mischaving. Let's say he has two roots, one root. There is fragrance of Avedzor. The other street, there is no fragrance. And he goes on the street where there is fragrance. And he enjoys the fragrance of Avedzor. So according to Rav Yehuda, he is considered mischaving. After all, he has an opportunity without a hardship to go on the other street where there is no fragrance. And he goes on the street where there is fragrance. So, and he enjoys Avedzor. So Mimele is considered mischaving according to Rav Yehuda. He's not misasik, according to Rav Shimon, so it's considered even mischaving. So he is misasik. But both Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon agree with it, that where is mamishing and mischaving, where there is no element of kavonah, mamishing and mischaving, so, and the aveira is only coincidental, there is no, he doesn't intend to have the maise which is a misa. So then, that thing is only coincidental. So it's not a maisavere. But Rav Yehuda holds by Dovah Shem Mischave Chol Chayv Fast Days, walking on grass on Shabbos. So he is mischave the contra of Yehuda. He knows that he might tear out grass. He might pluck out grass. Or he knows that when with his hand he straightens out his hair. He knows he might tear out hair. So maybe he's considered mischave. And Rav Shimon holds, no, it's a mischave. But So the second question to the Gemara says that in the case of Loyevshah, the Lord come to have since it's Loyevshah, no other way is possible except through a great hardship. Sommige leven van judaïsme idee. Dat is wat kan ze dat beschaven. Als je wat kan ze dat beschaven, sommige leven van misasi. En misasi is dat koeien van misasi. Zo, according to Rashi de Rambam, it is very different. But we can say it even according to thesis. But then, according to thesis, we have to say that there are two kinds of misasi. There is one misasi, which is only two of hatos, and that is not that. Kosovo Sheu Khum Vinim Soshu Kochi. So it's only two of Khom. And there is another misasi where he's not mishaving at all to any mice. So in such a case, it's Afkoyo Maisavira, you may call it. Now, there is a Rai from the Gemara, but it's no Rai according to one of the Rishayim in the Yamsa. Now, the Gemara mentions a Chavor and Dalet at the end, Toshma, Yichmiso L'Ravko V'Dosho, Sheo, Yishil Shetimit V'Tide Yish Psu, V'Ochel U'Yev Shea V'Kom L'Chave V'Kotone Psu. So it's a Kashe against God. So Bishlein Ekonta Baye, Bishlein Ekonta Baye, so it's not Kosh, because we can apply it on the review. And the Baye says that according to the review, so lo yefshea, so even kom mechavim is mutter. So that's why, so it's a kashe against the bayan, vohe lo yefshea mikom mechavim katon epsula, so it's a kashe against the bayan. So kashe against the bayan. So fish when they call it to Rove, we understand. So according to Rove, so this accords with Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. And the reason is why Mishul Shekin is Rikidesh is Psulo is because we have Shabbat Kom Echav in his awesome. If we have Rav Yehuda, Mashiach Kid according to Abaye. So what's it? So a little bit of Rav Yehuda, it should not be Psulo. And this is according to everybody. According to everybody. So the kashi is what kind of irredeemable is it? That when the chave, when the rove says, when Abaye says that lo yefshar mikom mechavim is mutter, so that's halachim isur. Here we're not dealing with isurim. Here we are dealing with the psur, by baruch or by paradume. Doesn't make any difference. So there is a kosu that only asher lo yoleh, but. So in other words, if it was nishtamish with the paradume or with the barufe, Rashi writes it a barufe. Taisa says that it has reference to paradume. It doesn't make any difference. The same law. So here it's not a question of isur, is a heter, whether you're allowed or not allowed. There is no isur to do meloche with the paradume. There is no isa to do meloche with an eglachufe. The loche is, even loche was done with the paradume, with the eglachufe, so it's possible. But it's not a question of isa, of heter or isa. So what kind of redemption is there between our gemore, the machlik is Abaye and Rove, a little bit of you. So Abaye says that in Yisur, in all Yisur, Shabbateo, if it's lo yefshe, So then it's mutter even if it's komechavei, and here we see that by Barufe, by Torah Dume, if let's say that he was not mishaving, it's lawyer, he had to bring her into the state. He had to bring her into the state in order that the mother of the Torah Dume or of the Barufe should nurse the Barufe or the Torah Dume. So and seems he had to bring them into the stable anyway because of delay. So he already injected another kabod. Tibet. Let the eglahuf and let the paradume thresholds. So it should be possible. And here it's mentioned that it is possible. So what kind? Why shouldn't it be possible? Kontabaye. Here there is a course of asher liu badlo. And it is ubadbo. It's fresh. So it is ubadbo. What connection is there between the machlekes, between Abai and Rovet, in connection with the Suri, and this. Now, so if we say that the halacha of loyef shel become that it's all based upon the concept of misasik. So what does misasik mean? Misasik means that if he had no kavone at all, so it's not his mice. It's not a tributary. So it's not a tributary. Now, So the maxim assumes that since it says Dichniso Yurifko, Vilrafko, Vidoshoksheo, and Vishushetina, so why isn't the Reishe, is it kosher, and is the same thing as possible? After all, the same thing happened to the rain, to the ground. In the Reishe, the same thing. So, and Meloche was done, in the Meloche, in the Reishe, he had no carbon at all. Some Mele, and the Machin assume that here there is a Tzakosu, that it has to be the Meloche, that is done in the Garuche, which passes the Garuche. So when does it pass? When does Meloche, the Passover of Garuche, if he was able? But if it's never for Mele, if no Meloche was done by the Gavre, in the Garuche, then it doesn't pass. So Mele indicates of, so everything was done in Mele, he had no Kavone at all, that some threshing by the Garuche should be done. So Mele it's not Yuchas to him. So it's Upad Bobi Mele, not by him. It's not Ovatov. Mashaim care the case of Shushetina Tidish. So he had Kabode. Not only Tina, but also Tidish. So then the Meloche is attributed to the Bible. So in other words, it's not that Meloche was not his Mele in the Garuche, but he did Meloche. He did Meloche, he was in the Meloche in the Garuche, so the Meloche that passes. But according to Abaye, even in the case of Loyevshel, even if he's from the Chavim, he's considered Misasek. And what does it mean if it's Misasek? If it's Misasek, so the Pula is not Misyacheses to him. So it's not his Meloche. In other words, so it's not his Maise. It's not his Maise. So then we can understand the application of Egla Rufe to the Machlekes between Abai and Rovet. But if we say it's just a special aloha that Loyev share become a Chavim, so it's Muter come to Abai. So it's aloha in Yisurim, that it's Muter. What value does it have to Egla Rufe? But if we explain it on the basis of Misasik, and the pshat of Misasik is that it's not his mice. It's not his mice. Now, we had in Chum yesterday, but there is a dinya. Now, in connection with the machleke between Rav and Kabyechan, as to whether Tvila Lechum requires Kavone. So Rav says that Lechum, so it doesn't require Kavone. Neither Shenen, so we talk about the Teres of Bayit. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Neither Shenen, so we talk about the Teres of Bayit. So I'll leave it to Rav Nosson, who says that Shechita doesn't require Kavone, so she not from Nagesh. But I believe it that Rabbanon of Hanos, who say that that Shchite does require Kavone, but it doesn't require Kavone of Shchite, it only requires Kavone of Tiras Emoni. So the Din of Ra, of Nidu Shel Tovlo, Shel Em Sovi Tovlo, the Teres Levailo, can be reached, can be applied to the case where she Nichlis on the Hokei, where she was Mechavim to do a certain act. But she wasn't having to retable herself, just to go into the river to wash herself a little bit, to wash off a little bit. And then she turned completely and she was immersed completely in the mikveh. So, but if she was walking on the bridge and then the boards of the bridge collapsed and she fell into the mikveh, into the north, so it's not a good feel at the base. So what connection is there between the machlekes, Rav Nosson and Rabbonon, that the what bearing does it have on Tfilah? The answer is according to the Rabbonon. According to Rabbonon of Rav Nosson, who say that without Kavone of Tichas Emunim, so the Shchite is no good. So it's not that Rabbonon of Rav Nosson require Kavone as an additional prerequisite. No, there is no din of Kavone by Shchitas Chum. Because there is a Xeras HaKosu by Kochim that Misaseik is possible, that it has to have Kavone. So that's a Gilu that Chum doesn't require Kavone. But if there is no Kavone at all, not even Kavone of Tichas Emunim, so then it's not his like a Shchite, then it's Mizbechom Olel. So then the Pulei, there is no Kavone altogether. So then the Pulei is not Misyacheses to it. So the same way Gabu Tvilei, so true Rav says, Chum doesn't require Kavone, so Chum doesn't require, Chum Tvilei doesn't require Kavone as an additional thing, as an additional prerequisite, as an additional element. But according to Rabbonon of Rav Nosson, so just a Shchite without even Kavone of Tichas Emunim is not good. Why isn't it good? Because then if he was not mischavei at all, so then it's not his Maize Shchite. It's not Masha Ato Zeveyach. But it's Mizbechom Aleo. When can it be considered Maize Shchite? If there is a certain type of Kavone. So then it's his act. But if there is no Kavone, it's not his Maize. It's not Misyacheses. The Pule is not Misyacheses to him. If there is no Kavone by the Kavone. So we can feel it too. If she was walking, the Nite was walking on the bridge, and then the bridge collapsed and she fell into the north, and she was immersed in the Nite, so then it's not her Maize Tfilah. It's Nite Olel, and she has to do the Maize Tfilah. And but according to Rav Nosson, that by Shchite it's good even without Kavone of testimony. So by Tfilah it's also his Maize Tfilah. So we see that concept, that where there is no Kavone, so then the Maize is not his Maize. That's the difference between Loyev Sheaul Kamechave, in connection with Yisuri, and the Chlisom and Afkwa Mashatim Kikinesh. So it's also Loyev Shea, Kamechave. So here we say Psulo. So that means that it is Maize. Because the Machine assumes that the Pshat in Asherim Upat is that when does Meloche pass on? When does Meloche pass on the Gavrufe? Only when the Gavre does the Meloche with the Gavrufe. Not if the Meloche is nothing in the Gavrufe, in the Gavrufe on the Atsi. So you see that the Mashekinik is the age, so it's considered that the Gavre is the Meloche. That it's misyachses to him. So if it's misyachses to him, it's not misasei. So it should be misavere. The only reason is why misasei, a real misasei, is muter, is no misavere, is because it's not even with misavere. It's not misyachses to him. All right. Now, we left off in the Gemara that Kolbok on the Dao. Omer Abai, you don't have in the law. Ditanye, Omo Omo Falavyechen Ben Zach, Shor Yeshe Yitzile Shalheichu, Yidehre Shkola Yirkun. So, go off and do an Epsha on the Chavisho. So, in other words, so, Gimor assumes that Avyechen Ben Zachai was Mechavei to the Nene from the Shein of the Eichu. That means, how does Gimor know that Avyechen Ben Zachai was not having to have a lawyer because information in the price of all of the different Zakai should be Tilashai. Why does it say so? It mentions the Tilashai. So that mashma that he did it in order to be there, I mean that the mamash was mishap. Otherwise, the price should be saying Yeshiv Tilashai. But Yeshiv Tilashai. Why Tilashai? So that means, that implies that he was mishaven to be there. So Vishlein Tzavaye mentions this raya, that Loyev shall become mechaven, Loyev shall become mechaven, so he's good there. But Abaye, even Abaye, says that only Alipe the Rabshim and Tzosha. So we have to say that the Pshat being only so Vishlein. In other words, if we say like a Abaye, then we can say that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlok tanoi. So, and in the Chanan, Rabbi Shimon wouldn't do it. But Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai agrees with Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi, so even according to Rabbi Yehuda, so lo yafshel kol mechave mizoseh. So how did Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai do that? I mean, he said, he shaved of the Eichel, and he was mischaving to have a noi. From the sheep. So the more you prepare, the more you have some having to be short. The other one, Shan the Hechel, do the Sechelos. So Rashi says, do the Sechelos, so it's a little bit of a loss. So look at us. So look at the loss of is not also in the right. So, but most of the sheep say that so look at the loss of is also in the Rabbah, don't call a pocher. The Mordechai mentioned the Rabbi Yahim Sochim that so look at the loss of is mutarim in the Rabbah. But most of the sheep mean say that the whole apoche is in the Rabbon and Mitzvot. So what kind of Mitzvot is it? So the Bible mentions that since it's only so if the Hanosan is only also in the Rabbon, so really by Kiddush the Chachom didn't answer it. Or because the Rabbi didn't know that the Rabbi should be able to hear the Toshim of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So really there is no Yisrael Rabbon. Either that by Kiddush there is no Yisrael Rabbon. Or because of the Rabbi, there is no Yisrael Rabbanon. Anyway, there is no Yisrael Rabbanon because the Shalom Yisrael Rabbanon. This is how Rashi explains. But the Rach, from the Rach, it's much more something else. The Rach says, Shadu Oso, Vidoche Oso, Shadu Oso, Vehichal Zikhe Oso, Vendushe Vitzel. So it's not based upon the Shalom Yisrael Rabbanon. In other words, you're not allowed to be Nehne from Hedish. Now he wasn't sitting in the edifice, in the structure of the Eichel. He was sitting outside of the structure of the Eichel. But the Eichel, the structure, the edifice of the Eichel, shed a tail even chutz of its own being. But he wasn't sitting in the Eichel. Of course he wasn't sitting in the Eichel, I mean you're not allowed. I mean even a Kayan is not allowed to enter the Eichel. So he was sitting far away from the Heichal. But the Heichal, the structure, the binyan of the Heichal, shed its tail far beyond the limits of its binyan. So the Mele, if one year he enjoyed the shade that emanated from the binyan of the Heichal, but there is no Gdusha. This is an intangible thing. I mean, because when is one either the Yisrael of Nehne Min HaHekdesh, if the Anoye, if it derives the Anoye from the Hekdesh itself. But the shade that emanates from the Binyan of the Hekel, which exists beyond the Binyan of the Hekel, so there is no Kedusha in that shade. There is no Kedusha of Hekdesh. So the male of the Kedusha Mitzilek. The Kedusha of Hekdesh does not affect the shade of the Heichal that is far beyond the limits of the Binyan of the Heichal. So it's not a question of Shaliki Derachanos, but he's not the Nehme Hekdesh. You see, so there is a fundamental difference between the Pshat given by Rashi and the Pshat given by the Rav. Alright, now let's see the Rashi. Ha'ichal gave me your honor. והציעו להם, היו יכולים לרוחת מברכים של לפני הר הבית. ומתך שהחלקו דרויו, ומרזיק מיות המהר בי, הוא יודע לישום לפני החמות, שהיו לכו בסמת לשמרתי. נפרש את דנת הם these two words לפני החמות, then Rashi would be difficult. I mean, this is how everyone would explain the Gemara, if not for the two words of Rashi, Nechamo. So I mean, if not for the two words of Rashi, Nechamo, so Louis would say that the reason is why Rabbi Yechon, Abai, inferred from this Braise of Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai, Sheo Yeshe Vitzili Sheo Yechon, that Lo Yefsheh Rukam Echabin is Muter, is because now there were probably thousands and thousands of people who had to hear Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai's Rosh. And there was no Bisamet Resh in Yerushalayim that could accommodate the thousands of people that had to hear Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai's Rosh. And even the streets of Yerushalayim. So no one street, no street other than the vicinity of the Heichal was large enough to accommodate the thousands of people that had to hear the Drosh of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So really, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai had no other opportunity to give his Drosh, except in the Rechim near the hill. How about the other streets of Yerushalayim? So the other streets of Yerushalayim were relatively narrow, and they couldn't accommodate this audience that had to hear the Drosh of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So mainly it was the case of Loyach. So he had to sit there, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, had to sit there and darshan there. Shade of ocean. Let's say that the sun was burning hot near the Heichal. He still would have delivered his drosh over there, because there was no other place that could accommodate such an audience. The Beis Medrash certainly not. And didn't the other streets in Yerushalayim. They too were too small to accommodate such an audience. But near the Heichal, so it was broad enough, wide enough. The Rechid near the Heichal was broad enough to accommodate thousands of people. As a matter of fact, now, I mean, today. So near the Kotel, so it's wider, it's the widest place in Yerushalayim. There is no other place in Yerushalayim that can accommodate such a big audience as near the Kotel. So that was the case in connection with Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai needed a lot of space, and that was the only space available. So even if the sun had been burning hot in that place, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai still would have delivered the drosh over there, in no other spot. There was no other spot available. But the fact was that in that spot, which was the only available spot, and it was Loyaf Sheh, that spot happened to be a very pleasant spot because of the shade that emanated from the binyan of the Heichal. So Meir Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai decided, I have to sit here and darshan anyway. Even if the sun had been burning here, I still would have to darshan here. So Meir, and I'm not doing this act in order to enjoy myself, but I'm doing it in order to darshan, to deliver the drosh. So Meir might as well have a lawyer from the Sheikh. So it's a Rayeh, that's the Rayeh that Rabbi mentions. But Rashi thought, all would be fine, except that Rashi injected in these two words. Umitich shel chilkot uhoyo, umarzik mirodam harotei, uyodei lishom mitli achamot, sheim lecho bisamet vashmarzik. So he says, why did he choose to that deliver his Roshe Dachke near the Heichal? Because in any other street, the sun was burning hot. There was no shade. And that was the only mokay where the sun was not burning. Was not burning hot. So he says, but Rashi says, points out, why didn't he deliver the Roshe Bismetra? Certainly there was no sun. The answer is, the space in the Bismetra in Yerushalayim was too small. Couldn't accommodate. But there was available space in the other streets of Yerushalayim. But that he didn't want, because the sun was burning hot in the other street. So he decided to deliver the drosh in the spot near the Heichal. There, The sun was not burning. The sun was not burning. So that's not the meaning of Loyev Shah becoming Chavim. Loyev Shah becoming Chavim means what he's doing anyway. For another reason. But since he has to do it anyway, so he decides left alone. But here, he could have delivered the Drosha in another street in Yerushalayim, it's much more nice. But with the Ahavo, he didn't deliver the Drosha in any other street, but just near the Heichal. So that's doing the Maise Bikavone, that choosing a certain spot, Bikavone, in order to have Anoye. In order to have Anoye. Well, that's about, you may call it Abayitzos, that's Mamesh doing an Aveira Bikavone, a Maise Nisa Bikavone. Oh, but if not for the droshe, so then he, if he didn't have to deliver a droshe altogether, or suppose he would have to deliver a droshe just for a handful of people, not for thousands of people, so then he could have stayed in this way. But the reason is why he delivered the droshe dark in this street, not in any other street in Yerushalayim, that was available for him, is because he wanted to be the enemy. He wanted to be Ne'eme from the tail of the Heichal. That's not Lo'efshia. That's not Lo'efshia. That's Efshia become a Chav. Not Lo'efshia become a Chav. That's Efshia become a Chav. Efshia become a Chav, certainly, I mean, he's also recorded everybody. So how can this Rashi be explained? So if not for these two words, they are Chavo, so then there wouldn't be anything. Now, it might be a chiddush, but if we say that this is not unreasonable, it's even missed out, but I mean, I have no rights for it except the kasha in this morning just last. That's the way I think. Otherwise, there is a nisa to be ne'eme from hekesh. There is a nisa to be ne'eme from hekesh. So the nisa to be ne'eme from hekesh consists in having the anoye, in having the anoye in a positive way. But if through Hekdesh you only relieve yourself of pain and you don't have any positive enjoyment, so that's not Nenemnaya. Now, of course, we see that in Obi Surah Noye, so it's also, let's say, to apply it at Gabi Mako. So the holy Anoye is, let's say, that the Mako is killed. I mean, that the pain is relieved. So over there, so isn't that the Raya? That even when we don't have any positive enjoyment, but just a relief from pain, that's also Anoye. Of course. So that's where that's in the case. The Lord only says that if someone is near Achilles or Shiranisko, Rabbi Makor say, she'll put that because it's not a derech. It's not a derech. But if it had been the derech, he would be higher Malkus also. But the whole effect of this anoye is to be relieved of pain. In a stam, so of course, in a case where he's mishtamish with the gufadovo officer, when he does the maise, where he's mishtamish with the gufadovo. So even if it does not involve any Hanoye Bechiu, any positive enjoyment, but just the relief of pain, so that's considered like having a Hanoye Bechiu, because he's mishtamish, he takes the chilev of the Shiranisko and he puts it upon his roof. So even though the result consists in a negative enjoyment, in the disappearance of the pain, in the termination of the pain, but he is
So he enjoyed it. So then, if he derived a positive enjoyment from the shame, he always enjoys it in a positive way, then it's considered at the end of life. But if he just is released of faith, like this, it's not for the change of the hell. So it would be very, very painful. Very, very painful.
Because of the change of the hell. So yes, no. So it would be even considered as that he has a life. So there is a distinction between doing a Maise Hanoye Biyodayim, let's say when you take the chilev of the Shira Nisko and you put it upon your body, so even though the result is only a relief of pain, not a positive enjoyment, but that's considered out of din, that to have Hanoye from the chilev. After all, he is mishtamish in the chilev. But where one is completely passive, he doesn't touch, he doesn't come in contact with the Hedesh, nothing. He doesn't stand indoors of the, inside the Eichel, but he stands far away from the Eichel. So then, if the Chol HaPoches, he derives a positive enjoyment of that, then it's considered Hanoi. Mashelinke, if all that he derives from the Shein of the Eichel is just a relief from pain of the sun, so then it's not considered even Hanoi. So, Rashi, so it's true. That Rashi assumed that Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was able to deliver the Moshe in one of the other streets of Yerushalayim. Because it's not mistaber that no other street in Yerushalayim was capable of accommodating the people. Yerushalayim had many streets, had many big streets. So he could have delivered the Moshe in one of the remote streets of Yerushalayim that are far, far away from the Hebrew. But over there, if he had delivered the Moshe in one of the remote streets of Yerushalayim, so it would be impossible that pain from the burning sun would be intolerant, unbearable. So because of that, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai decided that he would deliver the Moshe near the Hebrew. So he did it in order to avoid the pain. And so then Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai decided, now let's say, if you are mechaveh, so let's say, if you see, so the shade of the Heichal extended to the place where Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai said. Now, if he is not mechaveh, so then he would be relieved of pain, but he wouldn't enjoy the shade in a positive way, b'chiyuv. Mashenike, if you are mechaveh, if you concentrate upon the enjoyment of the shade, then it's not only so, then Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai was able to enjoy not only the relief of pain from the burning sun, but he was able to enjoy it b'chiyuv. So this is what Rashi means. U'marzit v'yodom, she'umidech shenichim kodu hoyo, ma'am yodem harvei, hoyo dey v'shom, and not in any other street of Yerushalayim, because with the Achamot, because there was unbearable pain in sitting in the burning sun of the other streets of Yerushalayim. So that in itself certainly did not involve an insight. Now, that in itself certainly did not involve an insight. But because it was Moyavshah, why? Because many other streets would have been a great hardship. Would have entailed great pain for everyone who was there. So it's a certain reaction. And suppose he wouldn't be having to enjoy the change of the Eichel, so then it certainly would be Mutia. But the Eichel is not inside the, I'm sitting here anyway. And I'm allowed to sit here anyway because there is no other way. So in the melee, And even though he was mishaving to avoid the sun, but that was not kavone to have anoye. That was kavone to avoid pain. That's not a anoye b'chiyuv. When you handle the dvarim seah, let's say, even though
the only benefit that you derive is the relief of pain. So al kudin, even the relief of pain is considered amal dakhil, as long as you handle it as something tangible. But in this case, well, it didn't handle anything tangible. But the end, the intangible chain extended to the place where he said. So if he divides, if he enjoys it, so then he has annoyed. But suppose he wouldn't enjoy it in an affirmative way, in a positive way. He would only be relieved of the pain. So then it's not even considered annoying. It's not even considered annoying. So because of that, so, Rabbi Yechon Zaki decided, since I'm sitting there anyway, and I have to sit there, there's no other way, no other place without pain. Where do we live in Moshe? So I might as well be the having to enjoy the Rabbi. So that's the Raya of Abba. Right. Oh my God. We know I'm in the Rabbi. Lui no yuksuchi. Ba'aliyaz b'spidish ha-kadosh. שבהם נשאל שונים לתאומים, כדי שאולי נזגנו עיניהם לבסיס שחלות. So I'm aware, so there was like an opening in the army of the city of Russia, like an epic in the army of. And from there, they suspended, so sometimes what was necessary. ומלבודים או יצטוחים על יד בקדר הראשי שבוהם נשאל את הגאומים בגלל ושזנאי או ימי המסכיר כך ראשי ויוכה לא יאפשר בקומך בין ויוכה so they suspended workers in the day so בקומך בין ויוכה so יתראי תכלו יאפשר בקומך בין ויוכה so I pray so it is the ואום הרקשינו נמפזי ואום הרקשיר את המליבי מישהו בחפורי הקים ומר ובריא אחרים במישהו מילואה אלו מהי לא אותו בקיר שקדושי so that word so he took an generally speaking so it's muta לא יאפשר מקום אחד so it's muta so it wasn't even necessary to you know for the workers who had to fix something the kitchen Hadoshi to go down boxes. Even if they enter the Kiddush HaKadosh in the regular way, because there is no Isha to enter the Kiddush HaKadosh if it's for the purpose of being Misakut. But what was the Shaila? While they are in the Kiddush HaKadosh anyway, and that is the Heta, because they have to fix something. So it's the Heta, so they will enjoy looking at the scenery of the Kiddush HaKadosh. So it's a Raya. So what they're trying to deduce from that it would have been also because if Goyaksha become a habit is good there, so they were able, you know, to stand there in the regular way, not to work in boxes. So that they shouldn't be able to see the Kiddush HaKadosh in the walls of the Kiddush HaKadosh. So what I say is no. There it was because of the chilya of Kiddush HaKadosh, so the Chachomim were machmir. That he shouldn't derive an additional annoy from the Kiddush HaKadosh, even though generally speaking it is new.
Seven Shiur Pesachim.
So, one thing that I said, I mean, in connection with Rafaelia. So, Rafaelia, in Shabbos, Chumash Rafaelia, Simon Chet. So he says to his Mechabim that there is a fundamental distinction between Misasi Shabbat and Misasi Shabbat. Misasi Shabbat, so we have a special Shabbat. so it's not going to be much better. But she can start to go out of the way. There is a tour of the Sassy, except the home of the Irish and the heaven. So what we learn now from what? She has to go out of the Sassy. So that's only two of happening. She must have a very big deal. And the Rai is, from which you find the detail. So when the Shem says that in the Buddha is the Mastish is Chavere, even though the Chavere was not that it's quiet, I know that somebody else is very quiet. So I believe the Mastish is what is the Sasek, is the Sasek. So why should I be Mastish? And certainly it's only, I'm going to say, it's only pure of Chatos, not, it's not after you can Chavere. So why Chavere, if I see somebody is carrying in his pocket, maybe, and he doesn't know that he's carrying, so then he says, I don't have to be machine because he's not doing any affair. Like Machir is a dog. Machine got a bullet, it's only a dog. Then Rabbi Yehuda himself says that it's not the Rabbi Machir from life. Because just as by Bobby Bakai, we say, we start to call Bakai, Chayu Shechinen, and by crying is also high holy and annoyed. So Mele is Nene. So since he is Nene, so Mele is a so the Allah of Misati doesn't apply by crying. But in the Haname, in other Avivas, where there is no Nene, so then Sapko, my Savior, so actually himself says that it's not the right one. Now, I said, previous to you that what Andrea says appears very disturbing in connection with the Misasi according to Rashi and Rambam's teaching. First, so I pointed out that from the Rambam in Chesed Priye, it's Mifuresh that Misasi is a Koyot Maizale. The Rambam says, how is the Chesed Priye? Halloch is the pain. Kolaboa lehom nachayet ki misafi abo ishi kabunosi lika chayet. Lichim b'chayet labu ishmiye. So Omer Avrom, b'chayet labu yodati, lobo, kol menka. Every misafi is also shedit. So Bishmael, lika b'yisuri kohes, we're shedit, it's chay v'chatos. We can understand the relevance of that thing. That misafi, b'chobi b'arayet is chayet. But Chayot Lav and Shmiyas, there is no call. So what difference does it make? Whether yes, whether Nene or not Nene, there is no call anyway. So the Mishnah says, the Rambam means, L'chim Chayot Lav and Shmiyas, so it's Chayot Lashomai. Why? Because Nene. What does it mean Chayot Lashomai? It's in my Saber. It's a Chayot. It's in my Saber. So the reason is why Chayot Lav and Shmiyas, so it's Chayot Lashomai, is because he's Nene. But if he had to be Nene, he wouldn't be Chayav HaShemayim. In other words, he wouldn't be my Saber. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if without Nene, it's only two of Chatos in my Saber and Tim. So it's the foolish man, but not like that. So I said that what Rabbi Yehuda is a machleket between Rashi and Tzitzit in the halacha of Misaki, in the kids, the Tzio of Misaki. There is a lot of the Misasik is what I'm going to call. So it's a lot of the Kola Telekot. Except by Kol Barayez, so Shechinen, so it's not even considered Misasik. But in Kola Telekot, it is what? So according to Rashi, it means Misasik of Ashayach to Bo, Prato Misasik is reference to the case where he was having, let's say, to Shech, this painter, which is a famous who? Mishmi to your day, the old call, and the Moshech, a famous coach. So Mele was not having to the mindset that he did. So that is the fact. Masheike, if he will, let's say he is having, let's say to the same thing, but he thought it was hope, and then it turned out to be so that is not Misaki. Taser says that the Misaki of Kola Telekule has reference to the case to the king where he thought that this was cool, and then he turned and he was shaking his head. And it turned out that he made a mistake. That was what? That was what? But the misasik of Shabbos of the Hashemet is reference to the kings who were mishaving to one and did the other. So even if he was mishaving the Isra, mishaving the Mechub Azeh, Vintolash, Mechub Arachir, so he's also part of Shabbos. So that's the misasik of Shabbos. But the misasik of Kolat Rekule compensated is reference to the kings of mishaving Mechub Azeh, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the thing. He thought it was Heather, and it turned out to be. So I said that what the Chachmeya said is we started in connection with Tetzis Pshat of Isaac, that he was mishaving to the same Isaac, but he was mistaken as to the identity of the thing. He thought that it was a behemoth, and it turned out that it was a famous watching. So he was mishaving to share this behemoth, which objectively was a famous watching. He thought it was a famous one. So there it's mistaken to say, like Australia, that it is, he might say, that it is, he might say, you know, it's all hard. But he came to the misasik is Rashi explains it, and then the Rambam agrees with Rashi. That Misasik in Kohatele Kule means that he was true, but Rambam mentioned the name of Misasik, that is Chovin Barayez, except that Chovin Barayez is Chayim Shechen Emet. So what kind of example does he mention? He doesn't mention, let's say, a Boal Ha'elbo, and he didn't know that she was an Elbo, because so was she in Shechen. So in other words, or by Chovin, so he doesn't mention that he thought that this Chatirah was a Yechtichas Shumon, and then it turned out to be Chedet. But he mentioned the example, Kosovo made the Alme, and he was mishaving to swallow his own spindle, his own leg, and then it turned out to be Chedet in the Mahalim's mouth. So in other words, that's like Rashid Psha in Misasik. In Rashid Psha in Misasik. So the Misasik, according to Rashid Psha, so they are the stab out of the attack for your mind. So that's I'm not crazy on that. But I said that even then I said one more thing, that even according to things that Misasik means Kosovo Shiruch Shirushman Vinitsa Shokhe. So my Bobby Bahayas is higher than Koshvinan. But let's say by Kochikhus. So then it would be fun. So I said, so of course that is only a foyer, so it's Mistabea. As Rav Shleya said, that it's only to a call, but in my Sabirin things. But Hitzvahs does not negate the other type of Misati that is a foyer of my Sabir. In other words, Hitzvahs can also agree. Hitzvahs can also agree that where he is a Misati Kmamish, where he is not Mishabim, to do a mindset that is a mindset is there. He was mishaving to do a mindset that objectively is a mindset. Let's say, mishaving to Ishrei Behim Aschum, Vinishti to Yodei Mishochat Behim Acher, and Behim Aschotchi. So then, you can take the dream that is no mindset. Two, the Tzatakos of the four has reference to a mishaving that is a mindset. But the Misasik where was not mishaving to do any mindset altogether. So that is our point. With our small in that point of mindset, just as Misasik in the Mitzvah is not the mindset of Mitzvah. So in Misasik, in the Aveira is not the mindset of Aveira. We don't even have to resort to a point. But he came where Kosovo Shehu, whom we didn't know Shehu Kochi, that it is the mindset of Aveira. And it should be moving the Chavos also, but they have special Tosakosu. So the Tosakosu only tells us that it's part of the call, but they might have it. Well, so there is a Chayit, according to the Mashos Pshat, in Tisnes, in Fatelet, Jesus Shabbat, there is a rally to the country. According to the Mashos Pshat, and this is the Hebrew and this is the Shabbat. In other words, so according to the Mashos Pshat, so this is the Hebrew and this is the Shabbat, says that without that there is a possible war, let's say, if the Yeshua, the question is, the Mashos said, according to this list, so that Yeshua doesn't dash the whole hour of the Sassi combo. Only the blood of dash. And both after the Sassi. But the Yeshua doesn't even dash the hour of the Sassi. Ramjavia is massive on the Mashok. He says, now we pass the life of Yeshua. So that means that the whole hour of the Sassi is not a little bit, it's only a little bit of blood. So he's clearly on the Mashok. But the Mashok. The Mashor is in Shaf in Tasteless, and the Mashor is in Israel in Tasteless. So according to the Mashor, so Tasteless says that, let's say, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no aloha of Misasi. That Misasi is for them. So then, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Tasteless says, according to Mashor's Shaf, so then, the Misasi is highly called. Not only the Misasi of Kosovo, she behemas, whom we mean so she will coach him. But even if having this great behemas whom, we wish that she got him, we show her behemas heres, behemas coaching. So he's also higher house. So we see that he's a last war and we do not say it's nothing like that. So this point is nothing. So then, we have to say, either we have to say like Rabbi Meir, or, as Rabbi Meir himself points out, that the Aleph of Vayim is not a good Aleph, because we could say that the business Vayim, one is the way of the Mardin of Kavele, from his Vayim, if he finds out that somebody else, another Jew, is wearing a beggar that is Vayim, but the one who is wearing it doesn't know that it's Vayim. So the one who finds it out is the way of the Mardin, because we could say that Misasi is that way of my Sabere, but over there is Nene. So the law of Misasi doesn't apply. Now, we have to say that even though Mitzalasvore, it would be more mistaber. Mitzalasvore, it would be more mistaber to say that the Misasi in the according to Jesus Christ, where he was mishaving to do that mindset, which objectively speaking is a mighty, except that he was mistaken as to the identity of the baby. So there it's not a story of the Maisavir only, so of Hathos it's very mistaken. But there is a riot from a taste there. There is a riot from a taste there to the country. So the second therapy they said, that's why we take the sheet increases. Increases in Shabbat, all over. That, now it's two separate halachas. as yet the book has been assassinated, has referenced the case of Nishabin Nichtichensu, the Kosovo Shehu Hetea, the Nito Shuiz. So there's Prabhupada Sassi, Masherike, the Aloha of Lechem Machemet, has referenced to a case, Kosovo Nishabin Nichtichensu, the Hotach Tilacheret. So then he believes in Mishabeh in Chula Zeh, V'chotach v'chuba Rachel. Let's say, he was Mishabeh, there is one apple tree, and there is one orange tree. So he was Mishabeh to pluck out an orange from the orange tree. Nishbit al-Yodei, and instead he plucked out an apple. So he was Mishabeh Nisa, but by Shabbos he spoke. Because of Lechem Hashemet. So it's two separate elements. That's the second time. And Bo has referenced where he was having to discuss the head. But, Kosovo Sheweta, the Nito Sheweta. But that's the second time. The first time is the reason is why we have to resort to a special Zeratakos of Lechem Hashemet because to be advised that even in the case where he is Nehele, even the case where he's Nehele, so he's also part of a Shabbat. So if we just had a channel of Zerasakosu of Bo, so then in the case where he's Nehele, the Shabbat is also possible. We can visualize the case for Shabbat where he's Nehele from the Moloch. So the Mele, in such a case, so if we didn't have the Zerat HaKosu from Lachs Machsheret, he would be high, just as Bachlom Magayis is higher than that. But because of the Zerat HaKosu of Lachs Machsheret, so he's gone. Now, and Taisles does not, in the first washing, Taisles is not really kind of second washing. He's just two teuti. So in other words, Taisles in the first washing agrees with the Nisot that Taisles mentions in the second era. Then the Zerasakosu of Bo has reference to a case where he was discovering to the same Chatiche. But he thought that it was a Chatiche of Heter, and it turned out that he made a mistake in the Chatiche of Isa. So the question is, if it is true that in connection with the Misafik he called the Deis Pisha, where he was discovering to that Chatiche, but he was mistaken as to its identity, so then it is, as Hamdriya said, so it is a nice avail, but it's only a door of cotton. So why doesn't Texas give a very simple tariff? The reason as to why we have to resort to a special post-politic of Dr. Machere is to be advised that it's not available. So if we just had the Xerosakos of Pashayat, the book, so a nice avail it would be part of Hatos. But if somebody would find another person, let's say, that in shafting a behavior scotching, And that person who shaft the famous coaching is mistaken as to the identity of the Mele. And he thinks that it's famous home, so the Mele is going to be Matrish. So by Shabbos, if we didn't have the Sakosu, by Shabbos, the Sakosu from last Machsheret, so if one Jew would see that another Jew is carrying on Shabbos, but the one who is carrying doesn't know that he's carrying. So we have to be mafish. Now that the Torah tells us that it's machshavet, so it's not the way to be mafish. Why does Taisles give that diet? So obviously, Taisles assumes that even without the Zerat HaKosu from Lachas Machshavet, just the Zerat HaKosu from Bo, Hashem Yach the Bo, it's a Torah. Not like a Dreya. So then the Kashe arises, so then the Kashe arises against how the Gemara of Amitik minded the state, so we have to see it from Leia, because over there is Nene. And we see that wherever one is Nene, so he's not Misafik. Taisles applies it even like Abishabit. So if, let's say, a person will behave there, will do a Loche in Shabbat, and that Loche will involve the Amoye, we will bow down to the egg, so Mele killed the high. For example, now, the Gemara says, the Tree says, Yeshi Echwa Kila Acha, and he's high as many Hatoyas. And the word of the is made in Shabbos. So in other words, if you in the day have a candy in your mouth and you go to the vicious rabbin and you eat the candy, let's say, as you walk in the vicious rabbin, now that is, so you are hired because the bria, that's the anoch. That's the anoch. So suppose a person will have a candy in his mouth and he's so accustomed to chew candy in his mouth that he's a misasik. He wasn't even aware. He's a misasik. Because all the rape out. So, and he'll walk in the vicious rabbi. So the aloha is because of the tzedakos of the lechas machsheves. So he'll be potter. But if not for the tzedakos of the lechas machsheves, just if we just had the tzedakos of Mashiach to go, he would be high. But the maizabeh of it, so it does not consist of that way. The answer is, takes his hold, and I don't think that there's any relation to Israel Kapitel. The Daloche of Amisafi the Hom Barayas is Hayev Shechenele, so it's not because the Hanoye is an essential ingredient for Masavir. No, by Hom Barayas, the Hanoye is not an essential ingredient for Masavir. There is Hanoye, but a two, Shalaki Darach Chorosan is Potter. So it's not because Hanoye is an essential ingredient in Israel. If Shalaki Darach Chorosan, so it's not Achille. But not that the Hanoi is the essential ingredient of the Achille, of the Maisabe, the Maisabe. But still he's hired. Why? Because Vintias he has Hanoi. So as long as Vintias he has Hanoi, he's not to be something. So maybe he can be Shabbat. He is the case where he's married. So he should be hired if we didn't have a special apostle of the Lechet, of the Lechet. So in other words, so this is what I'm trying to rectify. I mean, because I said that even according to this, so first of all, I said that regarding connection with the misasik of Tesis job, so it's mistabalized from later, that it's only a to of Kom, it's not a for the Manzabir. So we see that from the Tesis in Sanhedrin, and the Tesis in Shabbat, the same. So we see the thesis in Shabbos, so that it's not like that. Now, thesis in Shabbos is Dafan Gimel. Is Dafan Gimel almost the Dafan Gimel Dal. So we see. So we see that even that the Tesis holds that even the Misasik was mishabit to the same habit. So it's according to my Tesis. Because the Tesis should have been that it's not according to my Tesis. So Tesis could answer the question, why do we need a special positive of the Lechet Mashemes to be advised that it's not the my Tesis. So Tesis does not give the parent. The answer is, so it's a raya, the Tesis holds that even the misasik of Hashemiach the Bob, where he was mishabit to the same chatiche, so he does call it misasik. And then the other thing that I said, that he assuming that the misasik of Hashemiach the Bob is not a call it misasik, it's only a tour of Kom, but he, the one who is the real misasik, who is not mishabit even to the chatiche, to Yechtich of Israel. Well, if it's coming to Yechtich of Israel, so it's a small Yitzhak on my Tavere. And I mentioned just in the Tavore Gabi Shchite, just in Gabi Tvile Gabi Shchite, so the Buddha is not this Yachit to him. So we see from this place that no, according to Mashos Pshah, in Tavis is an Ebed, and in Tavis is Shabbat, so Tavis is saying that number one, that Rabbi Yeshua is Chilik, and the whole Aloha of Yitzhak has Yechtich of Israel. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, so every misasik is highly called. Even the misasik was not mishabing to Yechtichat Yisrael, was mishabing to Yechtichat Atir. So according to Mashos Pshat, so this is the same idea, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, who does not have the aloche of Hashayach, the Bob Rabbi Misasik, is really kind of a leather. So in Melee, if someone will be mishabing to Shech, the Behemah, who, Nishmet Yodin, Shech, in the Hebrew scotching, so the Chayyim. So we see that these are svarim. It's not mufkar in Matzavir. So there is a distinction between Maizeh Mitzvah and Maizeh Mitzvah. Maizeh Mitzvah, so these are svarim. If he's misasik, so he's not a Maizeh Mitzvah if he's misasik. If he doesn't know that he's doing the Maizeh Mitzvah. So it's not a Maizeh Mitzvah. But Maizeh Mitzvah, it can be Maizeh Mitzvah even though he doesn't know anything about it. And even though he was not misasik. Except if we have interpretation. That we need. All right. Now, I just want to, in connection with Rashi with Rishi, is very difficult. Shimon Kovetes raises that question in Rashi. Now, if you take it, you know over me that the Mishnah in Chrysis and Gemara is together. That after you take it, in Chrysis, so there's a very big Mishnah, a very long Mishnah. Chil and Lisa was one of them. Yochel Echad Mishnah in Yiriya, in the Moha. Ish the Lido Vachit in the Divine. Shoker Bachat Mishnah in Yiriya, in the Moshe. Shabbat in Machipurim was in Yochel and Ashmoshi, in Yiriya, in the Moshe. The letter of Chalif Chatos. The Yeshua came. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, Even, in other words, even though he knows that he did an aver, and the time, when he did aver, he knew that he was doing an aver, but he doesn't know which aver he did, whether he was either the aver or chesed or God or chesed or poalishim, whether he was even chelek or was even mesa, whether he was even moche and shabbat or he did moche and matipur. But he Shabbos in the Kippurim was on each other. He doesn't know on which day he did the Melach. So the Yeshua says that he is potter of the Chatos. So according to the Yeshua, he is potter of both, of the Meshem Tolu and of the Chatos. Of the Meshem Tolu, he is potter because he knows too much. Where is the Rechiv of Meshem Tolu if he doesn't know whether he is Chayyad or not? So then he has to be in Meshem Tolu. Meshem Kiddiya, he knows. He was either a way of God and Shaykh. He doesn't know whether he's Mohan Shabbat or he's Mohan Kippur. What difference does it make? He doesn't know whether he's Chaymed or he's Mesha. For each Abed is a way of God. So the Mele is not Shaya to bring him a Shabto. And the Chatos is not the Chuyavid. He's not the Chuyavid. Well, how does Rabbi Shua know that our head is certainly not based upon his father? So he tells him that from a Shayach the Bo. Shayach the Bo. So in other words, only when there's an idea, Bishat HaPoes comes, he knows which Aver he was in there. But if Bishat HaPoes comes, when he wants to bring the cops, he doesn't know whether he's Chilip or Nisea, whether it's Boa Mishnido or Boa Chesed, whether he's Lohan Shabbos or Anim Kippurim. So there is no Chatos. If Bishat HaPoes comes, so the idea is lacking as to the nature of Aver. So this is the mission. The Blazer is Mechayel Chatos. The Blazer is Mechayel Chatos. So then Gimore says, what does the Blazer do with Ashiyach the Bo? So the Blazer darshins, from Ashiyach the Bo, he darshins Prato Misa. Prato Misa. Now the question is this. That's the Machlokes between the Masho and the Hamjuregia in connection with the Sheet of Faith. So Rabbi Lezer certainly darshins from Ashiach the Bo, Prat Mitzah. Rabbi Yeshua certainly darshins from Ashiach the Bo, that he has to know the nature of the Aveira, Bishat HaFores Kom, and if he doesn't know the nature of the Aveira, Bishat HaFores Kom, so he cannot bring the Chatos. The question is, does Rabbi Yeshua darshin both Alochem from Ashiach the Bo? Both Alochem. Where is Rabbi Lezer darshins only one Alochem? Ashiach the Bo Prat Mitzah. So Rabbi Yeshua darshins both Alochem. One Alochem Ashiach the Bo Prat Mitzah. Another Alochem is Ashiyeda. They is a Chet Chot. Bishat HaFores Kom. Both Alochem. Or Rabbi Yeshua. He darshins for Ashiach the Bo Ashiyeda. They is a Chet Chot of Bishat HaFores Kom. So he doesn't give darshin Ashiach the Bo Prat Mitzah. So according to Mashot Pshat Mitzah, the Kodik Pashot Pshat Mitzah is Sanhedrin, and Mishabes, So it takes a sheep to be in the Mishra, so it didn't touch the Allah has yet to come. So I'm clear, I'm in Masik, and then, so they, so I'm always, and we pass like the Mishra. So, so the Mishra, that means that Misasik is not Kotea, is not Kotea of any government, and we more mentioned several times, I'm Misasik, the whole Marai is higher, Chach in the heaven. But I would be you, Chesed, that we pass like the Mishra, why do we have to make resort to Chach in the heaven? So Shekhinem, we have to resort to the Alimdor Leza, but not only the Mishra, that's Rabbi Yehuda, that's all. Now, in Rashi, there is a Sikir, so that this is Yom Tev, and Chizet, there is a Biyot Chizet, and then Mishneh mentions the Sikir in between two Rashi. Rashi, the Mishneh, that you test on the hour, so he said in so many words, that the Mishra Dalsh was both of them, from Mashiach to both. One aloche that the Mishra Dalsh was from Mashiach to both, is the aloche that they actually gave that, the Ezech et Chotom, but if he doesn't know whether Chilev or Hal or Nezer or Hal or Boal Ishtirido or Boal Achisei some Mele or Otom Loch of Ishabes or Otom Loch of Makipuri Bishas of Oles Kofi he likes that idea so he is part of the Chator and he also does part of the Sam part of the Sam this is the Rashi of the Mishi then there is a very strange Rashi right after the Mishi that he tells him down at the bottom of the Tanya, over a verse, one of them. In other words, the verse there addressed himself to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says that if he doesn't know when Achille will come, or Neza will come, so he's what that will be called. So the verse says to Rabbi Yeshua, one of them, he Achille will come, and Neza will come. He is to be the ball of Chaya, he Achille will come. He is Shabbos to go Chaya, he is to go to go to Chaya. Oma Olay, Rabbi Yeshua, Hagani Wei, Mei Rasha Chodom, Hakini Boda Olay, Bamecho. There, how you go my own way, you go your way, how do we say? What do we say? We say it to my. He the one who are is high. You are not me, no much well. How we say it to one who are is high. Jeremy, we say it to Shabbos is potter. My time is my shoes are tail. So the money is there. Oh, the Mishkah has not been discovered after the Tatolos. You have to have some I wish Karasbo, Kings, and my dear Satoru Hadako. So this is explained then. So the Rodham Shahas was Kabul after Satoru. In other words, he had a certain vegetable, and the person he thought that it was Tomish, was already fucked out from the ground. So he was discovering to cut. He thought it was already fucked out from the ground. He was having to tell you. And then it turned out. That it is Mechut. There's Mechut. So that's not the same thing. This is how they take basically, and this is how they explain it. The Rashi explains it differently, and it appears as the Vasil of Hashas mentions in the name of Birka Mazeva that Rashi had a different deal. I mean, it's Mucha from Rashi to Rashi and different deal. So Rashi deals with the power. Rabbi said, I'll go my own way, you boy, the prophet is sad. We sat in the mind. He the one barai is high. He the one barai is high. Shechinen, so the back means. That's it. He the one barai is high, Shechinen. Elo, so he more is there at me. Elo, we sat in the Shabbat is good. So that's already the more is there itself. According to the text says, we sat in the Shabbat is the part of the cash. And then the text of the more the other is kind of what he did in the terrace. According to Rashi, he the whole Marai is high to men. Elo, more serious things. Elo, he sat in the Shabbos for there. Omar Amarman, Omar Shmuel, Hamisati, the whole Marai is high. Shabimel, Hamisati, the Shabbos for that. My time is left in my throat. Now let's see the Rashi there in the moment. So Rashi says, we will wait, Rashi is happy. He is happy with you, what's ahead. So in other words, not as Rashi explains, as a young man of Rabbi Misasi, that he was describing to the same Chatur. But Misasi was doing what Acher has said to Misasi of Kosher. Vi Kashi, Vi Kei, Rav Reza, Vi Kei, Rav Nachman, Hai Bo, Vi Kei, Rav Reza, Rav Misasi, Vi Zorich, Vi Mech, Rav Shem, Vi Meis, Rav Nachman, Vi Mosul, Vi. So Rashi has the same Kashi, the Fixer says, excuse me, Misasi, 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 Misasi